I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. I love a good talk show, music program, or channel, and entertaining podcasts. Sometimes when we get to overthinking, it's great to unplug from our daily routines and plug in to radio or audio. An Edison research study shows women play an important role, tuning into audio as some of the most loyal, engaged, and influential listeners. The group says women are consistent with their listening while multitasking. We commute, work, run around for ourselves and our families, and even spend time tuning in at home. The study says the listening is a habit for us, showing how audio is part of the fabric of so many of our lives. It can even just play in the background since we aren't really watching anything while we're running around. The company's research shows women prioritize their listening to sources we find credible, familiar, and consistent. It's like visiting with a friend when we engage with radio personalities, local stations, and formats that are like our companion. A Katz Radio Group study of women 18 or older showed over 80% found radio to be a trustworthy source, more than newspapers, TV, podcasts, magazines, and social media, which was shockingly the lowest at under 50% for trustworthiness. The study shows when we trust, we tend to stay tuned in longer and more often over many weeks, months, or even years. We rely on audio over other options as we move through our busy lives. Edison put out the study during Women's History Month, saying women are central to audio's strength and staying power. Couldn't agree more. Remember, this last story is not for air, but the next five are free for you to air on your podcast or radio station as one newscast or five separate stories. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. If you're throwing out batteries in the trash, it's mostly a no-no. They are not totally dead most times and can leak heavy metals into the earth and water when they're sitting in a landfill. And some can even start fires in a trash receptacle. All you have to do is find a battery recycler. Look for e-cycle events in your area so you can responsibly get rid of batteries and make sure they're totally dead and won't mess up the environment. There are some that can be tossed in the trash, like single-use, AAA, AA, and others in the alphabet. It's lithium-ion batteries and some rechargeable ones to be careful of. We could lose bananas if scientists don't help get rid of a destructive fungus, especially in Cavendish, the kind commonly sold in supermarkets. Right now, this variety is facing threats by a fungus called Fusarium wilt, or Panama disease, which invades their roots so they dry out and die. Australian researchers coming to the rescue, finding a wild banana they say could resist this fungus, which could help discover new banana varieties that are disease-proof and just as yum. No wonder women feel they suffer more than men. A new study on chronic pain says women take much longer to heal than a man with the same injuries. Doctors may even dismiss the differences and say women exaggerate or cannot tolerate pain the same way men do. Study after study shows women will most likely have longer-lasting chronic pain. The journal Science Immunology says it's because men have stronger mechanisms in their immune system that shuts down pain, probably because of their higher testosterone levels. Scientists studying pain say that women should be taken more seriously when it comes to how they perceive pain. I couldn't agree more. National Geographic has released the best destinations to travel to in the U.S. The annual Best of the World list for 2026 noted Pittsburgh as a top destination in the country, also spots in North Dakota, Oklahoma, and to nobody's surprise, Hawaii. North Dakota's Badlands tops too, with the soon-to-open Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. What about hitting Oklahoma and taking a road trip for Route 66's 100th anniversary? And Maui, which has suffered after the fires in 2023, is making miraculous gains in rebuilding from the devastation. Hey, there's a new color out there. It's called Olo. A study published last April says humans can now see a blue-green hue, which the authors say is more saturated than any color that you can see in the real world. They say it's normally not easily seen by the naked eye, so they used a tool called Oz Vision, using lasers into an eyeball. Some say it's impossible that a new color has been discovered, but researchers say this finding could help them further understand color blindness and other conditions that affect vision. I'm Leslie Lotto. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. If you're throwing out batteries in the trash, it's mostly a no-no. They are not totally dead most times and can leak heavy metals into the earth and water when they're sitting in a landfill. And some can even start fires in a trash receptacle. All you have to do is find a battery recycler. Look for e-cycle events in your area so you can responsibly get rid of batteries and make sure they're totally dead and won't mess up the environment. There are some that can be tossed in the trash, like single-use, AAA, AA, and others in the alphabet. It's lithium-ion batteries and some rechargeable ones to be careful of. I'm Leslie Lotto. We could lose bananas if scientists don't help get rid of a destructive fungus, especially in Cavendish, the kind commonly sold in supermarkets. Right now, this variety is facing threats by a fungus called Fusarium wilt, or Panama disease, which invades their roots so they dry out and die. Australian researchers coming to the rescue, finding a wild banana they say could resist this fungus, which could help discover new banana varieties that are disease-proof and just as yum. I'm Leslie Lotto. No wonder women feel they suffer more than men. A new study on chronic pain says women take much longer to heal than a man with the same injuries. Doctors may even dismiss the differences and say women exaggerate or cannot tolerate pain the same way men do. Study after study shows women will most likely have longer-lasting chronic pain. The journal Science Immunology says it's because men have stronger mechanisms in their immune system that shuts down pain, probably because of their higher testosterone levels. Scientists studying pain say that women should be taken more seriously when it comes to how they perceive pain. I couldn't agree more. I'm Leslie Lotto. National Geographic has released the best destinations to travel to in the U.S. The annual Best of the World list for 2026 noted Pittsburgh as a top destination in the country, also spots in North Dakota, Oklahoma, and to nobody's surprise, Hawaii. North Dakota's Badlands tops too, with the soon-to-open Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. What about hitting Oklahoma and taking a road trip for Route 66's 100th anniversary? And Maui, which has suffered after the fires in 2023, is making miraculous gains in rebuilding from the devastation. I'm Leslie Lotto.